Okay, so here's another audio boo then. I'm stood here with Mickey Hutton. Hello, Mickey.
Hello, Philip.
And Rob Heaney.
Hey.
We're in Chalfont St. Peter, which sounds very posh, doesn't it?
It's very, very posh. The house prices have gone down since we got here.
This is how posh it is. At the back of the gig, or should I say the bar, they've got clocks with the times all around the world.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah.
But none of them seem to match. They all seem like about 5 minutes different.
My favourite bit, when I park next to a laundrette, and there's actually a sign saying, "We wash horse blankets." Oh. Where else in the world?
Oh, I thought you were just joking.
No, that's true.
That
is no.
So how's it all going for you guys? You're still doing the store there, Mickey?
I'm still at the store, yes.
Out to Mumbai soon?
I'm out to Mumbai again. It's my third time in Mumbai. It's fantastic out there. And the good thing about Mumbai is I don't treat it any different from being at the Comedy Store in London, because the Indian audience, it's all Indians, and they get everything. Because
yeah.
Obviously a lot of them have been educated here. I was even getting heckled the last time I was there. On Christmas Day I was there. I did two shows on Christmas Day. And I was getting heckled about being a Geordie by Indian people. I mean, fantastic. It's a great, great
thing. You know, there's an Indian guy around at my house today from Southern Electric.
All right.
Trying to get me to switch my energy supplier. And the angle he took was by slagging off EDF, saying they were French. Saying to me, an Indian guy is telling me that I don't want French people bringing me my gas and electric. I thought, have I been like properly targeted there? Is that like, oh, this is how you'll get this one?
I had a girl phone me up to change my electricity supply, and she was from Sunderland, and she didn't realise that I was from Newcastle, and she gave me the spiel straight away about changing my electricity, and I said to her, I'm not doing your filthy Sunderland electricity. It's probably water. Well, she didn't know how to take it. She went, no, well, electricity is not water.
Oh, no.
So, Rob, no more doubling up podcast for you at the moment?
Not at the moment, no. Sort of a few little irons in the fire. Something will be happening.
Right.
I'm not sure exactly what it's going to be, but it will be quite soon, so.
Cool.
But,
cool.
You know, the thing with these podcasts is it's such... It's hard work, isn't it?
It is hard work, yeah.
All the editing and then...
Well, I only do mine once a month now.
Oh, right.
Yeah, yeah. I used to do it once a week like you used to do yours once a week. Well, you used to do it more than once a week, actually, sometimes. You know, sometimes you'd get in there with other... Maybe, like, you know, similar to these audio boo things. You know, wherever you were, just sort of stick one on.
I love the idea of this audio boo, because a podcast is like a little baby version of a radio show.
Yeah.
And this is like a baby version of a podcast.
It is, isn't it? Yeah. But this is such a great thing, because you can, you know, tweet it and Facebook it. You're not into Facebook or anything like that.
I'm not into Facebook. And even though I love technology, I am the Apple Mac king, and I'm very, very good with technology. I just don't like sharing my whole life with everybody on Facebook. And when I go on there, now, I am slightly embarrassed by other people, only because they don't realise what they're giving to people. You know, hold something back for yourself.
You don't have
to tell everybody everything
but
about
you. But you do dip in sometimes.
I dip in sometimes. I find it really, really embarrassing.
You do the Facebook jumping.
I do. I've invented a game. Try this. Everybody at home, Facebook jumping. You can't go on to a Facebook account of someone you know. If someone sends you a link to Facebook,
right,
click on Facebook. Find their friends and then click on their friends, and I guarantee within six jumps you'll be in deepest America with Christians and saying, yeah, we got the right to bear arms, and in another six jumps you'll be with a bunch of chavs in wherever. It's a great
chav on St. Peter's.
Just try that Facebook jumping, but you've got to do it completely unsolicited. It's got to be somebody sending you a strange link. It's fascinating.
Do you tweet?
No, I don't tweet either. No. I just don't want people knowing it's not that interesting. And I've heard there was a lot of very, very boring tweets out there. You know, if you're tweeting about what you're having for dinner.
This is the Tommy Gamble tweet.
Tommy's
tedious tweets.
Is that what it's
from Precious Little?
Precious Little.
Oh, right.
You read certainly in the tabloids now, you get people will quote a story, and the source of the story, the source of the story is Twitter. So they'll go,
and
say, Lady Gaga splits up with her boyfriend, so she says on Twitter. And that just seems wrong. And like, my mate told me a joke the other day, and I said, where'd you hear that? And he said it was in the Financial Times, and it was one of Gary Delaney's jokes.
Oh, right.
Now, they had credited Gary, but there's a guy who works for the Financial Times whose job it is to wait for Gary Delaney to write a funny joke on Twitter and then go, there you go, that's in my column.
So listen, just to wrap up, if we want to follow you on Twitter, what do we go to? Rob Heaney?
Rob Heaney, yeah.
Fantastic, okay.
If you want to follow me, you can't.
But you've got a website,
I've got a website, mickeyhutton.com. Just go
Fantastic.
Ahead.
Thanks a lot, boys. Cheers.
Yes.